it's a high calling, but with God, all things are possible. So thank God for my wife and children. Amen. That's part of the whole journey. And we thank God for our church family. And one thing we need to be mindful of is that it's better to strive to be godly than to walk around thinking you're perfect. Let me say that again. It's better to strive to be godly than to walk around thinking that we're perfect. I think somebody said at Pastor Savage's homegoing that we're not perfect. We're being perfected. And we just need to be mindful of that. We got some ups and downs. We got some flaws. But God can bring the best out of us if we would just surrender and yield unto the leading of the Holy Spirit. But I just thank God. And I thank God for my children, my godson, and my wife, and for what God does. Because we're pouring into people. There are children here that are watching us. So don't get mad because you're being watched. Get mad at yourself because you're not doing what's right. Oh, excuse me. If you want to be anywhere in leadership, anywhere in your community or whatever, you ought not have a problem with being watched. You ought to have a problem with not doing what's right. We got that thing twisted. I don't know what they're watching me for. I ain't no role model. Yes, you are. If you weren't, they wouldn't be watching you. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we love you. We praise you. We thank you. Have your way, God, in this time as we dig into your word. Don't let anything hinder us. Don't let anything stop what you want to do in your people and in this moment, in this church, in this congregation. We thank you right now for your word. Release me from myself so you can have your way in my life and in your message. In Jesus' name, amen. From Psalm 1, 1 to 3, we want to talk about how to identify a blessed man. How to identify a blessed man. And the truth of the matter, when you study the psalm, it's contrasting wicked and good. There's a contrast there. But for Father's Day, we just want to talk about how to identify a blessed man. I need us to understand that it's more than the money in his bank account. It's more than the car that he drives. It's more than the bank statements. It's more than the house or the apartment. It's more than the rings and the bling. It's more than that, because if you're looking for a relationship, there is a part, there's a spiritual part of a man that needs to be identified. Amen. Because you might get you somebody that looks good. It ain't good. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You don't always buy the book or judge the book by its cover. And you don't need to rush into anything. You need to observe and see what's going on. If you stay around somebody long enough, you're going to find out what they're about. And you don't even have to ask questions. Just be observant. And when we observe, you know, be humble with your observation. But if you stay around somebody long enough, you'll begin to see what that person is really about. That's why when folks are supposed to have a little time before they get married. Because marriage can turn into mord if you don't take your time. My. You need to wait and see. Get past the glitter. Get past the glimmer. Get past the lovey-dovey stuffy. And go for the real deal. Find out who you're dealing with. Find out the temperament. Amen. Find out what's going on. Ask him. Let me see your records. Tell me where you've been. What happened to your mama? Where your daddy? What do you mean you ain't got no brothers and sisters? They all died early. You only want to die? Let me see your record. But we need to take our time. Even when you decide what church you're going to join, take your time. I tell folks, don't rush folks. let people get in and get a feel for it and get an idea over a period of time how this thing goes, how it fluctuates. Let them realize it's a bunch of imperfect people striving towards perfection. And let them know that every church is different. It's not going to be like the one you came from or like the one down the street. And, the matter of fact, the one that made you mad, it might not be them. It might be you. You might come over here five to say. All I'm trying to say is something like your stuff follow you. You only know it's you. Sometimes it's us. It's not the people. My God. If you go, every place you go, you got the same problem with different people. Somebody help me with that. If everywhere you go, you got the same problem with different people, somebody got to help me with that one today. It's about time you started like. But it's so convenient to blame other folk. It's so convenient. It's just so convenient. But how do we identify a blessed man? Is there a criteria? Is there a checklist that exists to help one determine if a man is in fact blessed? If you were asked to develop a checklist for a blessed man, what criteria would you come up with? Well, since it is God that has made us, and not we ourselves, when we look at Psalms 1:1-3, we'll see what God says a blessed man is. What are the characteristics of a blessed man? And don't just go for one. Because sometimes you can be so desperate, you find one. Woo, I got one. Come on, baby, let's get married. I found one. No, there's seven of them in those three verses. There's seven characteristics of a blessed man. And you need them all. You need them all, because without all of them, you got a less. You don't have a blessed. Oh, I wish I had a witness in here. The word blessed in Hebrew has this meaning. Fortune, blessedness, happiness, happy. Listen to this. A heightened state of happiness and joy, implying very favorable circumstances, often resulting from the kind acts of God. A heightened state of happiness and joy, implying very favorable circumstances, often resulting from the kind acts of God. That's what a blessed person is. The kind acts of God are just all over your life. Hallelujah. Every time you turn around, what that song say? He keep on blessing me. The kind acts of God, implication that God is in your life. Because blessed really means happy is the man. Blessed means happy in the God, in God, happy in the Lord. I'm happy in Jesus alone. If you're happy and you know it, say amen. Amen. See, happiness is that this happiness in the God is not based on whether or not you can pay your bills. It's based on the God you serve. Oh, come on. See, our happiness in God is based on God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto thee. We twist that thing around and say, God, give me this first, then I'll serve you. God said, no, you won't. I gave you more than you deserve already by giving you everlasting life. So how you going to come back to me and bargain with me about what I need to do before you're going to serve me? God said, no, you serve me, and all these things shall be added unto thee. In Psalm 1:1-3, God provides us with seven indicators that identify a blessed man. Number one is not where he walks, it's where he doesn't walk. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Number one, blessed is the man that does not take the wrong advice, does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, not trying to shortcut, not trying to get over, wants to know what God's will is for his life. So he does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. As a matter of fact, in verse 1, you have a regression. Because if you walk in the counsel of the ungodly and you stand with the sinners, then you're going to sit at the scornful. You're going to down, down, down. So if you walk with them and play with them and hang with them. So number one, look at his walk. Check out his walk. I know that I ain't talking about all that stuff, God. So I ain't talking about that kind of walk. They walk in the Lord. Amen. Amen. God, I know sometimes he's like, look at that walk. Oh, he's just one proud man. Oh, look at that walk. No, we're talking about spiritual stuff today. So blessed is the man that walketh not
in the counsel of the ungodly, does not walk in the advice of ungodly folk. Don't even want to hear it. Doesn't even consult with them. So you got to be careful as to who you consult with. And when you get mad at folk, stop going to the people that are mad at the same person you mad at to consult with them. Because that ain't nothing but a mess. You come talk to somebody about somebody and they put the hand up, you get mad at them. But blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of ungodly. Number two, nor standeth in the way of sinners. So check out his walk, then check out his stand. Standeth not in the way of sinners, which means he ain't hanging out with the wrong crowd. He's not hanging out with those that miss the mark. Sin means to miss the mark. So he's not going to find a blessed man hanging out with those, standing with those that continually miss the mark. They don't mind missing the mark. They want to miss the mark. You got to make a distinction. You may not be better than them. They may be your friends, but there ought to be a distinction because you're going in a different direction. Stop using your buddies. Somehow I got to hang out with the guy. Come back all crazy talking stuff. They're not even married. Got you going home talking crap. Yeah, I went out. Yeah, I'm the head of my household. You should have been the head before you went out with them. Why you got to go get your head bad to become the head? Oh, I wish I had. Hey, that's up. When you left the house, who were you? Now all of a sudden you all filled up with all this nonsense. I'm the head of the house. Some of these sisters, they never mind. I'll say it like this. Some brothers got a nickname called Frying Pan Head. All right? So watch the walk. So number one is, he walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Number two, he standeth not in the way of sinners. Number three, look where he sits. He sitteth not in the seat of the scornful. You know what the scorners are? The scornful are the people who are absolutely opposed to God and God's ways. You got to change your friends. You got to be around positive folk. But that's how you have a blessed man. You got to look at the blessed man and say, let me see where he walketh not. Let me see where he standeth not. And let me see where he sitteth not. Because that will give you a great indication of whether or not that brother is blessed. As a matter of fact, this is a criteria for all Christians, but for Father's Day, we want to focus in on that blessed man. So, where he walketh not, where he standeth not, where he sitteth not. He does not sit in the seat of the scornful. But if you take unwise counsel, you're going to stand and hang with the sinners, and then you're going to sit with them. He'd be breaking bread with them and everything. I'm not talking about when we must do what we need to do. I'm talking about as a choice. When you volunteer to be that way. But if you want to be a godly man or a blessed man, you have to make a distinction. You got to tell yourself, I'm not walking that way anymore. Look at number four. His delight from verse 2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. Number four is, look at that man's delight. Does he find joy in the word of God? Now, I know you might be saying, no, Pastor, you went a little bit too far. I want to have some fun. Don't fool yourself. Because Christians have fun. Oh, you weren't out there yesterday? Christians have fun. You just got to have fun with different folks, that's all. So find out. He walketh not, he standeth not, he sitteth not, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, in the word of God, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And I know somebody say in the past, you just want somebody that's always walking around with a Bible, with a big cross around their neck, walking around the house, talking about praise the Lord, hallelujah, speaking in tongues, got oil all over the walls, all over the doors. That's not what he's talking about. That's not what he's talking about. I used to think the same way. When the Lord called me to preach, I said, oh, no. Oh, no.
I can't do that. I can't wear them weed tips with them white socks. I can't do it. But that's all I saw. That's what, to make it to the front pew, you had to have on wing tips and white socks. I thought they all had athlete's foot, but that was just out of the code. Somebody help me. Don't worry about it. Thank you, Dean. Thank you. Thank you. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. 1 John 5:3 says this, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. They are not burdensome. And you need to tell somebody that. People are like, oh, I don't know, I can't do God's will. Why not? God will give you the Holy Spirit to give you the power to do his will. Well, I can't do the church thing. Good. I don't want you to do the church thing. We want you to do the Jesus thing. See, the church thing been old. It ain't no church thing. It's the Jesus thing. It's the religion. I can't do that church thing. I can't be coming out, going to worship and going to Bible study and going to Sunday word. Oh, my. That's taking my whole life. No, if you want a relationship with Jesus Christ, you need to know who he is. And you're not going to be blessed just being on the circumference of blessing. You got to come in the city to get the blessing. You got to come into Christ to get the blessing. God don't have no double standard. Okay, honey, since you don't want to come to church, I'll throw a little bit your way. No! Who you think you are? You coming here with us. Come on, bend your knees with us. Come on, break some bread with us. Come on and worship with us. Come on and sing with us. And when the tough times, come on and show us. Let's get through the tough times together. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. And they said in the Hebrew that word meditate is something like a cow chewing his cud. He said the cow will go eat the grass early in the morning. And then about midday, will mess around and get in the cool and lay down somewhere and bring it back up. Said the cow was just mulling over it, just chewing on that word and chewing on that cud. And see my boy Marty said, man, Nate. Oh, y'all know who Marty is? Marty said, let it marinate. See, that's all meditate is, let it marinate. He had a delight in the law of the Lord, delight in God's word. God's word brought him joy. God's word let him know who he was and where he stood and what God was doing to him and how God was going to bless him. That's what God's word does. That's why the enemy never wants you to get the word. The enemy doesn't want you to come to hear the sermon. Doesn't want you to come to Bible study. Doesn't want you to pray in your house. Doesn't want you to have a time of meditation. Doesn't want you to read our daily bread. Doesn't want you to listen to nothing on the radio about God. Doesn't want you to watch nothing on TV about God. Because that word is so powerful. But the blessed man, he delights in the law and the word of God, and he meditates on it day and night. You see, if you see a blessed man somewhere chewing, he ain't chewing no chewing, gonna be cutting that thing. In his law doth he meditate day and night. He finds the light. So he walketh not, he stands not, he sitteth not, and then he finds the light, and then he has this thing called meditation. He goes over and over in his mind and in his spirit what it is that God would have him do. Number six is his stability. You want somebody stable. Anybody unstable enough all by themselves? A four-legged chair with three legs? You don't need nobody to come in and help you fall over, okay? I'm serious. Look, if you're doing bad, hey, be careful. Because love ain't going to help you like that. You need somebody to help you. And if they can't help themselves, guess what? How cute they look. If they can't help the fam. Oh, somebody ain't like that. Yesterday, somebody must have grabbed them a cute man because they look going to be like pastor. But you want a blessed man. All those other things are important, but you need a blessed man. You need to know where he walketh not. Where he standeth not, where he sitteth not, and he has a delight in the word, because the word of God is what's going to be able to give you the foundation for your life, the foundation for your marriage, the foundation for your children, the foundation for your career. It's in the word of God. And you want somebody that knows that word, going to meditate in that word, and believe in the word of God. You don't want somebody that's going to wait till the situation happens, then go run to the word. You want somebody already in the word. Don't have to run through the Word. They already in it. All they got to do is turn the page. But his delight is in the law, Lord. In his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted. I'm just talking about stability. You want a blessed man is a stable man. Not all over the place. Well, I was in this church last month. I'm in this church next month. Oh, yeah, I was married to her 6 years ago. This is my fifth marriage, you know. Because the sister just ain't right, you know. Something wrong. No, come get yourself together. Be stable and know who you are. The Word of God will let you know who you are. And be stable. Be planted. It says, he shall be like a tree planted. And when you plant something, it is established. He shall be like a tree. What is a tree? A tree is a very beautiful, very tall plant. But what about the roots? The tree roots anchor the tree in the soil, keeping it straight and stable. That's why he delights in the law of the Lord. The roots absorb water from the soil. Tree roots also take nutrients and chemicals out of the soil and use them to produce what they need for the tree's growth, development, and repair. So he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. So what's going on in this man's life is that his roots, his establishment in Christ, his establishment in the Word is drawing from the Word and allowing that man to flourish and to grow and stand like a tree. So you want some stability. He shall be planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. And see, and rivers in Hebrew writing means the abundance. A blessed man is planted by abundance. That doesn't mean that a blessed man does not lack anything. A blessed man knows where to go to get his lack supply. Oh, my God. And his rivers of water and the Word of God. Turn to John 4. John chapter 4. I'm just talking about a blessed man. I'm sorry, brother, I had to pull the cover off that stuff today. It's better to do it on the front end than do it on the back end. It's better to know up front. Look at John 4 and 9. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews had no dealing with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee what? Living. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. See, that's where the blessed man is. He has that water, that living water of everlasting life. He's planted by the rivers of water. He's planted by the rivers of God's water. He is planted by and in abundance. Not just by abundance, but he's planted in abundance. Oh, my. Okay. Let's finish this checklist. And this water provides drink, sustenance, refreshing and cleansing. Look at John 15, 1 through 3. See, we don't realize a blessed man don't have to be a rich man. A blessed man can be rich in the Lord. I'm looking for me a man with money. Go ahead. Call me when you need some counseling. Oh, excuse me. John 15, 1 through 3. There's a lot of things that we think will be a tremendous blessing in our lives. And when we find out there's something within us that God put in us, that money and material things just can't satisfy. I wish I had a witness in here. There's some things that money and material things, you can get the biggest car, the biggest house, have all the money in the world. Ask those folks in Hollywood at any different clinics and in these different recovery centers. They got all the money they need. They got everything they need, but they are still unhappy. Because you know what? They don't have the joy of the Lord. Because happiness and joy are different things. Happy is based on circumstances, and joy is based on Jesus. John 15:1-3, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. See, that water is cleansing, it's refreshing, it's cleansing, it's a drink, it's sustenance, so you don't get tired. Because you need to be refreshed. Each morning, new mercies, I say. A blessed man is refreshed. A blessed man is refreshed man. Getting that drink from God. Hallelujah. You don't want somebody come to you every day, every morning complaining. Got to go to work. You'd be like, gone, honey. I'll be fine without you. Gone. Come on, bring home the bacon. I got the eggs in the refrigerator. Go on. But you want a blessed man. You want a man that you can look up to. Lord have mercy. Praise God. A man that knows where he's going. A man that knows who he is and who his Father is in heaven. My God. If you don't do that, you're going to mess around being a babysitter for a baby Huey. I had to go this way because the brother be walking around. Yeah, I told her this. Yeah, I'm the head of my house. Yeah, I told her. Man, come on. See, once you get saved, you get all that stuff is foolishness. That's foolishness, man. Because I tell you one thing, you respect your woman or your wife, they will respect you. If you treat them like the queen that they are, they'll treat you like the king you supposed. But you got to know what you're working with. You thought you had a king. He looked like a king. Do inventory. Amen. Go ahead and bake him a little sweet potato pie, because once you get to the stuff, they start telling you everything. Yeah. I'm letting the truth out today, brothers. I know y'all going to get me at the benediction. I know that. Look at Jeremiah 17:7-8. So we look where he walketh not, where he standeth not, where he sitteth not. We find out his delight is in the law of the Lord. He meditates on that word, and he has stability because he's planted by the rivers of God, and he's planted like a tree. It's hard to knock down a tree. When these trees fall, these storms, these rains have to go so deep and really have to moisten the soil for the wind to block the tree, but when it fall over, it can crush an entire house. You understand what a tree is and how forceful the tree is and how established a tree is. Jeremiah 17:7-8. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters and that spreadeth out her roots by the river and shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. That means when everybody else ain't got nothing, if you are a man of God, God gonna bless you. Your dry season won't be dry. His leaf shall not wither. Oh, it's all in him. It's all in him. As a matter of fact, that tree, listen to this. The root system of a tree is vitally important to its continued survival. These are four most important functions which the roots perform for the tree. Anchorage. Roots help to anchor the tree in the soil as they penetrate the soil in search of water and mineral nutrients. They help to further secure the tree in the soil. As that man is digging in the Word of God, that he's rooted in the Word, and while he's digging in the Word, there's a movement going on, but the roots that he has anchors him in the Word.
The roots have storage. Roots may store large amounts of energy. It don't take the same amount of energy every day. But roots may store large amounts of energy reserves below ground for the plant. Stuff the enemy can't see. Oh, I wish I had a witness. You got some stuff in your arsenal that you ain't had to use yet, and the enemy don't even know you have it. But when he shows up, you just let your root in God begin to pull that stuff up, and you can begin to just go ahead and battle in the spirit. My God. And then absorption. The roots of the tree absorb both water and mineral nutrients for use in the rest of the tree. There's something going on when you start digging in that word. You get all messed up in God's word, wrapped up in God's word. There's something going on because you're going to get what you need, because whatever you need, the Holy Spirit's going to let the roots know. And you begin to pull from the source. You already planted by the rivers anyway. You don't have to run to the river. You don't have to run to the bank. You already planted by the abundance of God. What did John 10 say? I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The thief cometh to steal, to kill, and destroy. I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. See, we want abundant life on our own terms. Abundant life comes when you're connected to Christ, connected to the vine, and you're meditating in the word. You're not walking with sinners and standing with sinners and sitting with sinners. And then there's a word called conduction. The roots transport the water and dissolve mineral nutrients they have absorbed to the stem and onto the rest of the tree. You got some stuff working, man. That's good. That's good. While you at work, stuff's working. Whatever you're going through, stuff is working. Because you have delighted in the law of the Lord. How you identify a blessed man? Where he walketh not. Where he standeth not. Where he sitteth not, but what he delights in, the law of the Lord. And when he meditates on, he meditates and go over and over his mind and his spirit, the word of God. And then he's stable. You need somebody stable. You don't need nobody can't keep a job. They don't like me. You know, I worked a lot of places, they didn't like me. I like the money. I didn't care. They have to like me. Just pay me. As a matter of fact, when I signed, when I put my application in, you ain't asking to fall in love with you. Where we get that from? That's foolishness. They don't like me here. So what? Can you do the job? Are you getting paid? I got to get out of here. Well, wait till you get another job first. Whatever God's telling you, wait till God puts you in position to you know, get that thing set up right. Because sometimes you let your feelings get in the way. And you mess around, be up there, you be all messed up. Looking at everybody. They ain't like me over the side left. And when I check with them, I call the company, they ain't crying. Matter of fact, somebody said, who? And then you want to check the brother's prosperity. Because it says here, he's planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. So you're looking for a prosperous brother. You're looking for somebody that's prospering in the Lord. And the only reason he prospers is because he's planted by the rivers of water. It's not saying that he won't have problems. But he got prosperity. Hallelujah. Prosperity in God will always outweigh the problems. He bringeth forth fruit in the season. These are evidence and results that he's walking with the Lord. His leaf, if you find a brother, his leaf yellow, don't touch him. Don't touch him. Hey, sis, what's wrong? You got yellow fever, my brother. Your leaves are yellow. There's something wrong. You're not planted right. Your leaf ain't green, man. You look good. You smell good. You talk good. You got a good job. You live in a good house. But you can't do me no good.
See, if a man needs a yellow, what are he going to do for you? He just got enough for himself. He's suffocating. Ain't no water getting up there. Oh, my God. His leaf shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That is so powerful, because all God is trying to say is that you're looking to identify a blessed man. A blessed man is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. A blessed man is a man that sitteth not, that standeth not in the way of sinners. A blessed man sitteth not in the seat of the scornful. But a blessed man had his delight in the law of the Lord. And watch the perpetrator, because some brothers will do that. They'll come in church and spot you. And then they'll go get the big family Bible next Sunday. Now, you know when they bring the family Bible to church, they ain't right. They ain't right. You ain't supposed to bring the family Bible. You really overdid it. That's an indicator that they playing with you. The family Bible. That means that whole pew don't need no Bible that Sunday. They can read off that, boy. You know something wrong then. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree. Look for a brother that's planted like a tree. With an abundance, with some resources. Amen. Not what they can buy you, but what God has given them. Oh, I wish I had a witness in here. Because folk can buy you a whole lot of stuff and be disconnected from you emotionally. The stuff holds you in check while I go do my other stuff. Oh, I'm talking about a blessed man. A blessed man is an honest man. A blessed man is a man of integrity. A blessed man is a man of one wife. A blessed man is a man that's not going to jerk you around and mess you up. And I'm talking about a blessed man. I ain't talking about this nonsense going on out here today. I'm talking about a blessed man that could take the blame for being wrong. A blessed man don't have to be right. A blessed man don't have to hit his wife or his lady. A blessed man is a man that know your man. Don't have to walk around trying to prove you a man. Walk around with two belts on and can't fix nothing. I'm the man around here. Click, 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 click. What are you going to call the plumber? A blessed man is a man that will protect his family and that will provide for his family. And I'm not talking about that whole thing people going through, like, oh, my wife works, she make more than me, I don't make less. That's foolishness. Because two shall be one. You come together. I tell folk, come together, because it's not you against her or her against you. You got to get the enemy out. The enemy came in. There's a third party here, and he's called the enemy. Get the enemy out. But you're going to do what you need to do. And folk will already know you love your wife just by watching how you roll. They will already know. You ain't got to say a word. A blessed man, look, will take care of his family. A blessed man will take care of his ministry. Oh, my, my, my. That's the difference between a blessed man and just a regular old guy. The regular old guy, you don't want a regular old guy. Not if you're in the Lord. You don't want a regular guy. If you don't want to walk backwards, don't get a regular guy. And wait. I know. You'd be like, but Pastor? Pastor, you don't know. The kind of guys I've been meeting. Sister, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Ain't nothing wrong with you. You keep on doing what you do. You keep on wearing what you wear. Do what you do. It ain't you. It's that anointing on your life that they're afraid of. See? See, if you're a strong woman, you need a blessed man. Because if you don't get a blessed man and they get a strong woman, they're going to try to keep you away from church. Because they're trying to control that strength. Oh, my God. This is going to turn into a counseling session. Let me get up out of here. My family's taking me to dinner today. Let me get on up. What time is my reservation? But I'm talking about being a blessed man.
something that distracts. A blessed man has an aspiration and an adoration. Going somewhere. Has a stability. Don't mind bringing the family to church. Don't mind sitting down with his wife and discussing what the decision is going to be. Because sometimes you get, I'm going to make all the decisions. That's not good. Two heads are really better than one. Especially if you've been messing up ever since you've been married. Please. Please. I'm just trying to be the man. Well, you need some help. I'm going to send you to man college. And a blessed man is a humble man. We're not right all the time. I hate being wrong. Sometimes I'm wrong. Not as much as somebody else. Sometimes I'm wrong. Sometimes I'm wrong. Yeah, it's fine. I got that. But see, I'm planning. And some folks call planning stubborn. I'm planning. Your mother, they passed. By next May, you will have forgotten I said that, sweetheart. And the prosperity is fruit. Prosperity is evidence and result that that man is blessed, that that man is anchored in the Lord, that that man is planted by the rivers of water, that God is working in that man's life, and that man shall have problems, but the problem will not break him down, will not tear him down, will not turn him into another person. A man with a problem will go confide in his wife, and they will talk about that problem, and they will pray together, and they will deal with that stuff together. That's what a blessed man is. A blessed man can cry in front of his wife and still be a man. Stop that foolishness. You ain't got no emotions. Yes, you do. When you get mad, that's an emotion. We think if we cry, that's an emotion. No, when you get mad and start tearing up stuff, that's an emotion. You got anger problems. Man college anger management. We're going to find out where you get some free courses on that. No. But there are a lot of blessed men in the world. There are a lot of blessed men. There are a lot of men that love the Lord, that are strong in the faith, and strong in God. A lot of blessed men who want to do things for God. So a blessed man is a man that is anchored in the Lord. How does a man become a blessed man? By God's standards or by the world's standards? Well, at the cross, where I first saw the light. God sent his son, and they called him Jesus. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his soul? See, a blessed man is not a selfish man. Oh, my God. What are you going to do with all that prosperity if you're a blessed man? How does a man become a godly blessed man? Well, Romans 10:9 said, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, and whoever names the name of Christ shall in fact be saved. Be careful what you think. Turn to Proverbs 16:2 as we prepare to close out. Turn to Proverbs 16:2. Proverbs 16:2, all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. Look at verse 3. Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. Look at Proverbs 16:25. There is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. How do you become a godly man? Well, look at Acts 4:12. Let's not get it twisted. Look at Acts 4:12. How to identify a blessed man. This man has to know. Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. How does a man become blessed? He accepts Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And as he begins to let Christ take over his life, he walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. A blessed man is not afraid to make a change in his life or allow God to change his life. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That's what I like about a blessed man. When a blessed man is going through the hardest times of his life, the blessed man said, I'm still standing because I'm planted by the rivers of living water. When a blessed man can't find a job, he said, but it's going to be all right because I'm planted by the rivers of living water. When a blessed man has a problem with his marriage, he said, but it's going to be all right because I'm planted by the rivers of living water. When a blessed man's children begin to act up, he doesn't get all bent out of shape because I'm standing by the rivers of living water. When a blessed man doesn't know which way to go, he says it's going to be all right. I'm just going to wait on the Lord because I'm planted by the rivers of living water. When a blessed man get a bad report from the doctor, he said, but God is my healer because I'm planted by the rivers of a living water. I tell you, when the blessed man comes to a point in his life when he's up against the wall, he said, but that's all right. I'm going to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord because I'm planted by the rivers of the living water. When a blessed man's mind is all messed up and confused, he said, God gonna work that thing out because I'm planted by the rivers of the living water. When God calls that man to ministry, he may say, God, I can't do it, but it's gonna be all right because I'm planted by the rivers of the living water. When a blessed man gets a call that his wife is not doing well, he said, but God is gonna take care because I'm planted by the rivers of the living water. Be not dismayed, whatever tide, God will take care of you. Beneath his wings, a love abide. God will take care of you. Where are you standing? I don't know where you stand, but I'm standing by the rivers of the living water, and my fruit is about to come due. I'm about to produce a fruit in the name of the Lord, for my leaf shall not wither. I'm a blessed man. It has to be more than just saying, I'm a blessed man. We can't just walk around and say we're Christians. You got to walk like a Christian, act like a Christian, think like a Christian, live like a Christian. So if you're blessed, you ain't got to toot your own horn. Just walk blessed. And folk will see that you're blessed. Because I'm planted by the rivers of living water, I got a peace that passes all understanding and a joy that is unspeakable. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me because I'm planted. See, get planted in the Lord. Get planted by the rivers of the living water. Let your roots go deep. Folks, they got to see where you get it from. They just got to see the results. Get deep in the Lord. Let us all stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.